every couple of weeks. South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. It's pretty girl stories and how we bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Settle in.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. New Hampshire Homeland Security officials say there are several victims following a shooting at the state's state hospital in Concord. They say the suspected shooter is dead. The situation is under control. The facility is the leading psychiatric hospital in the state. The Republican chair of the House Ethics Committee introduced a resolution to expel fellow Republican George Santos after an ethics probe found Santos allegedly defrauded campaign donors. ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
House Ethics Committee Chair Michael Guest says the conduct of the congressman from New York is more than sufficient to warrant expulsion. Santos stands accused in federal court of 23 counts, ranging from wire fraud to identity theft, and House ethics investigators say they've uncovered more evidence that they're turning over to prosecutors. Santos denies the allegations and calls the Ethics Committee report a political smear.
In Georgia, the wife of former President Jimmy Carter has entered hospice care. The Carter Center says 96-year-old Rosalind Carter remains at her home with her husband and family. This is ABC News. A bump in the road as Las Vegas gears up for this weekend's Formula One race. The first practice section was cut short just after a few minutes due to a loose manhole cover. ABC's Will Reeve is there.
Red Bull driver and three-time champion Max Verstappen has been critical of the hype surrounding this race.
That is Vegas, that, you know, it's really focused around also, you know, the whole entertainment side of it. I think it's very important to understand that it's not always like this, but it's part of the championship.
There's plenty at stake here for the host city. Organizers estimate upwards of $400 million and the better part of a year spent on turning the strip into a racetrack.
Lawmakers in South Korea plan to introduce a measure banning people from eating dog meat. It has been an ancient custom, but there's growing criticism both within the country and overseas from animal rights activists to stop the practice. If the bill passes before the end of the year, the ban goes into effect in 2027. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Congress has a chance to pass a bipartisan budget now that a federal government shutdown has been averted again, although she says she's disappointed aid for Ukraine and Israel were taken out.
I hope that as soon as we return to session the week after next, that we can immediately take up the emergency funding for humanitarian relief and for Ukraine and for Israel.
The stopgap bill would keep the government funded until early February. Amtrak plans to double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks take on the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum as they host the Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks are ranked near the top right now, 6th for offensive efficiency, while the Hornets are poor on defense, ranked 27th in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at the Kohl Center tonight. They're going to welcome in Robert Morris University out of Pennsylvania. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, Saturday night in prime time against Nebraska. The kickoff 6:30 at Camp Randall. Wisconsin trying to snap a 3-game losing streak after losing to Northwestern. Head coach Luke Fickell admitted he's gotten pretty intense, chewing out players in front of their teammates, but not in public.
There's things that you talk about within your family that you don't talk about outside your family. You know, I remind those guys that, look, I will never call you out in the media. I'll never call you out in the public, but I sure as hell will call you out in front of our family. But in the big picture of it, I'm responsible.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. David Dean Rose, age 79, Park Falls, died on Monday, November 13th, at his home. He is survived by his three children, John Rose of Colfax, Joe Rose of Plymouth, Minnesota, and Heidi Pipcorn of Elk Mound. Further survived by 7 grandchildren, by his brother, Paul Rose of Butternut, and by his sister, Judy Peterson of Park Falls. Survived also by his special niece, Molly, and many other nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut on Monday, November 20th at 1 p.m. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church Monday from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for David Dean Rose, age 79, Park Falls. Bernice Helen Polacek passed away peacefully on November 8th at the Northern Lights Care Facility in Washburn, Wisconsin. She is survived by her husband of 67 years, Joseph, by her children, Mark Polacek, Brian Polacek, Gerald Polacek, and Janine Dobson. Survived also by 10 grandchildren, by 18 great-grandchildren, and by her brother, Raymond Voken. Memorial services to be held 12 noon on Saturday, November 18th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Visitation to be held 1 hour prior to the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Bernice Helen Polacek. Dorothy M. Pishka, 92, formerly of Prentice,
passed away the morning of November 11th at Aspira's Wausau Hospital after a short illness. She is survived by her four children, Shelley Lewandowski of Mosinee, by Michael Pishka of Wausau, by Mark Pishka of Rothschild, and by Sharon Weeks of Mosinee. Survived also by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her siblings, Betty Carlson, Helen Best, by Sharon Jilka, and by Jack Collander. Survived also by her sisters-in-law. Memorial service will be held 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 25th, at the First Baptist Church in Prentice. Visitation beginning at 9:30 a.m. and continuing until the time of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy M. Pishka, 92, formerly of Prentice. Bernice M. Watland, age 100 of Park Falls, died on Monday, November 13th at Marshfield Hospital in Minocqua. She is survived by her two daughters, Nancy Lee Nelson of Westfield, and by Cora Lee Erickson of Minocqua. Survived also by five grandchildren, by seven great-grandchildren, and by one great-great-granddaughter, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls, Monday, November 20th, 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Monday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Bernice M. Watland, age 100, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance, conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
Black Friday starts now. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and iPad and Apple Watch SE. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Act now. Visit Verizon.com. iPhone requires Unlimited Ultimate plan first. Service plan required for iPad and Apple Watch. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required first. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit. Up to $459.99 device payment purchase with new line on eligible plan required per Apple Watch or iPad. Less up to $459.99 promo credit per device apply. 0% APR. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 26. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 45 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 24. Mainly sunny skies, calm and dry. Sunday, clouds on the increase by Monday. Mid-40s Sunday, low 40s by Monday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 26 tonight. We should top off around 45 tomorrow. Lows level off around 24 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 37.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98 Q Country.
Heard you moved out to South Carolina just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man, put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by.
music now from Nate Smith.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Midnight's creeping in, we know better. We're leaving here together, and in case you were wondering, you've never looked hotter. So why even bother looking at the reasons not to? Maybe we ought to. A little more, think a little less.
been thinking about doing since the moment, girl, we met. You kiss a little more, think a little less. Burning up the night like a cigarette. Can get you out of this bar, out of that dress. You kiss a little more, kiss a little more. Kiss a little more, think a little less. Burning up the night like a cigarette. Can get you out of this bar, out of that dress. You kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less. You think a little less.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Go for it.